You're listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by Rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.
Can you tell me why the passing of Bill 86 is so important to the labor movement?
Try to keep it short for you. I think it's just very important in terms of the ability for workers to defend their collective agreements. If you're going to have a right to strike, you have to allow the workers, that's their only real avenue of power, to, you know, force the employer to negotiate and bargain fairly with them. And if you allow scabs into the workplace, you take away that whole impetus on employers and you allow them to play games and think they have a free ride to mess around. And you know, the Vale Inco example right now is a classic example. Here's a company that got all kinds of money from our federal government as part of their purchase of Vale Inco, with, you know, the commitment in terms of keeping a number of jobs, et cetera, et cetera. And what do we now have is a strike with them importing scab labor into the workplace. It really is a shame. And it is the only way that you can really ensure that you have a fair and honest collective bargaining process.
No more scabs! No more scabs! No more scabs!
Why is it so important for Bill 86 to pass right now?
Well, I think it's long overdue in the province of Ontario to have a level playing field for workers and employers. Anti-scab legislation means there's less strikes. Strikes are a lot shorter. It's the right thing to do. Other provinces have anti-scab legislation. They have less strikes. They're a lot shorter. It's time McGuinty got off his butt and stood up for workers and families in his province.
Can you tell me why it's so important that Bill 86 pass right now?
Well, it's time we had legislation in this province that prevents the use of replacement workers in labor disputes. Those who oppose any kind of a law like that assume that this is going to make the playing field more balanced in the favor of workers. Nothing could be further from the truth. The anti-scab legislation is needed to do exactly that. Balance the playing field. That's why it's so important that the law is put in place.
Can you tell me why it's so important that Bill 86 pass now?
Well, I think the economy is in such a state where lots of transnational companies are trying to take advantage of people. We see situation in Inco, for example, Vale Inco, where a company that's making huge profits and is now owned by a corporation out of Brazil says we're not going to have the kind of standards that Canadians are used to. I mean, this is a time for politicians, frankly, to pick a side. You can't be in the middle of this. You either support those workers and communities, or you support these transnational companies that are trying to lower the standards for all of us.
Why it's so important to pass Bill 86 right now?
Well, it's very important. We've got a lot of strikes on in this province. There are scabs coming in, taking people's jobs, and we want to go back to the time where when you went on strike, your job was there for you when you got back. So we feel it's very important for public and private sector workers to have this protection.
In our mine's history, where they've actually gotten replacement workers to come in and move our ore. It's really causing a lot of problems in our community right now. We've got a lot of workers that are now being pinned against other workers because it's a very hard thing to do, right? You have to look at yourself in that situation. I am a family, and I need to support for that family. So do I say no to a job, or do I go and take a job? And if I do take a job, what's happening to the people that I'm taking that job against from? So right now, we're having a lot of struggle with that, and that's why Local 6500 is here today, is because we are living this, this problem right now where we have scab legislation. The NDP brought in scab legislation a few years back,
And then Mike Harris from the Conservatives repealed it. And that's really hurt our community. And, you know, at one time we expected businesses and corporations to do the responsible thing. But now the corporations and the businesses aren't doing the responsible thing. So that's why Local 6500 is here. Because we want to stop the problems that are happening between in the community. We don't want to pin workers against workers and having the only people really profit from this being big business. So I am Eric Delpart, and I'm from the steelworkers, and I would like to invite somebody else to talk about maybe their problems that they're having in their communities with their strike right now. So if anybody is willing to walk up and share, I would love to see that right now.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Tom D'Souza from Local 7536, president of that local. We have Lynn Furniture on strike for the last, going on 6 months now. The employer is asking for 15% concessions across the board, 50-50 split on benefits, also cutting their vacation pay to everybody across the board for 4%, and also cutting their piecework rates to 25%. And we do have 11 of our members that did cross the line, unfortunately, and now he's operating with scabs. We truly believe, and the biggest clause that he wants is no seniority rights. If anybody is in that plant walking in and has less seniority than our senior workers but is more efficient, he wants that to supersede seniority. So we're here to fight this biggest problem that we have and support the anti-scab legislation, and we support everybody that's here today to keep this fight going.
Okay. Hello, my name is Steve Craig. I'm from the Toronto Dominion Center. It's a Cadillac Fairview property. We have 61 workers that have been locked out by Cadillac Fairview. They've been replaced with scabs, doing electrical work, general maintenance, and life safety work. Basically, we wouldn't be out on the street if it wasn't for these scabs. And we're distributing a flyer today that gives you some information on our struggle. I'm doing my best because I got a chest cold, so.
Thanks,
brother.
Here, here.
Thanks, brother.
All right, boys and girls. Yeah? All right. Buckles, 9511 here. Drive test. 48 days today. 48 days off. This company, owned by a firm in the United Kingdom, takes the profits home there. They want 95% perfection from us and offer 0.5% increase for it. Not retroactive. What is that? They have scabs working, doing our jobs while we man the picket line in 57 locations throughout Ontario. That is one hurdle we have to manage.
And your federal MPs that are here as well, Glenn Thibault and Claude Gravel, are welcome on the steps of our legislature at any time when we're supporting workers. As well as our candidates. We are here as New Democrats in solidarity with you, and we are here to try to turn back the clock. Turn back the clock in this province to a time when we had the rights of workers foremost when it comes to your labor, when it comes to the fact that the only way to keep an employer at the table, the only way to do that in collective bargaining is by making sure you have the equal power. And that equal power comes with the right to withdraw your labor and not have it be done by another worker while you're on strike. And so we, as New Democrats, have been bringing this same bill forward time and time and time again. And time and time and time again, it has not been passed by this legislature. So that is shameful. So I am very hopeful, sisters and brothers, that with your loud voices of support today, with the support of the MPs and the MPPs and the candidates that we have here today, that we will have the success that France is talking about, and that we will actually move this bill through the second reading process. But that is only the beginning. because once we get through the second reading process, we will have still much, much work to be done, because there is even more that needs to be done after that. The process here would then put the bill into a committee. Then we'd have to get the bill to the top of the agenda of that committee to actually go to public hearings. That's an opportunity again for us to bring your voices to the table, for Labour to come out strong and supportive of this legislation. And I want to thank, while I'm on this note, our Labour leaders that were here today to help strengthen our fight and strengthen our voice as we go into the legislature today. I want to thank every one of them that stopped here today to make some remarks to you in solidarity. Because when we go back into that place in about an hour's time and we start debating the bill, it's not going to be about me. And it's not going to be about any one of these members that you see around me. It's going to be about every single one of you, whether you're on the line now, whether you've been on the line in the past, or whether you're going onto the line in the future. It's about you. And it's about all of the workers in this province. It's about making sure that we bring back a balance to labor relations in this province. It's about making sure, as one of the previous speakers said, that not only are there no longer scabs allowed in this province of Ontario, but that every single worker is able to go to work every day and earn a living and earn benefits and earn pensions that provide a decent quality of life that makes strong communities in this province. And we all know part of that is anti-scab legislation, but part of that is the work that you do as trade unionists and the work that we do as New Democrats day in and day out as we speak for the voices of regular working folks in this province. And so, in solidarity, sisters and brothers, I want to thank you all for being here. I know some of you are coming in to fill the public galleries, to stare down the opposition, yes, to stare down the government, to make sure that this gets passed. Welcome. We will like to see you there. For those of you who aren't going to be able to join us, we know that you are with us, not only in spirit, not only in thought, but as always, sisters and brothers, in solidarity. In solidarity. Solidarity forever. No scabs.
For rabble.ca, this is John Bonner. Thank you for listening to John Bonner's audio blog, hosted by rabble.ca and the Rabble Podcast Network.